In this bulletin, New South Wales records zero locally acquired cases of COVID-19. Audio reveals Donald Trump tried to pressure a Georgia election official. And the Central Coast Mariners on top of the A-League ladder after a win against Macarthur FC. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. New South Wales has recorded zero locally acquired cases of COVID-19, while there were seven new cases in return travellers in hotel quarantine. The main concern for health officials is the bottle shop BWS in Barala in Sydney's West, which has been identified as an exposure site between December 22 and New Year's Eve, skipping only Christmas Day. Two new cases have been recorded and linked to that outbreak and will appear in tomorrow's figures. Tens of thousands of people have been affected, with most who dropped by the bottle shop across the Christmas period now considered close contacts and told to get tested and isolate for 2 weeks. Acting Premier John Barilaro says yesterday's testing numbers of 22,275 are far too low and need to increase in order for officials to get a better picture.
If you look at the 10-day period from the Northern Beaches during the Christmas period, there was 380,000 tests done in 10 days. At its peak, a day of 70,000 tests. So we know as a state, and we know as citizens, that we can actually do this and do this very, very well. So my plea today, for those in Western Sydney, please come out in numbers.
The new cases come as Sydneysiders who flout new mandatory mask rules from today risk a $200 fine. As the public health order comes into effect, masks are mandatory in shopping centres, on public transport, in places of worship, hair and beauty premises, entertainment venues such as cinemas. Victoria has recorded three new locally acquired coronavirus cases as long queues form again outside testing sites. Another additional case came from hotel quarantine, bringing the total number of active cases in the state to 36. The Black Rock cluster in Bayside, Melbourne, seeded from New South Wales' Northern Beaches outbreak, prompted a swift crackdown by the state government on border rules last week. More than 60,000 Victorians rushed back from New South Wales as a hard border between the two states came into effect on Friday night. All were required to be tested on their return, putting testing facilities under strain. Queensland has imposed restrictions on aged care facilities and hospitals and added extra staff to testing centres in response to Victoria's coronavirus outbreak. People who have been in Victoria since December 21 are now banned from visiting vulnerable facilities, including aged care facilities, hospitals, disability accommodation and correctional facilities. On Saturday, anybody who had been in Victoria since December 21 was told to get tested and self-isolate until they get their results. Outgoing United States President Donald Trump is accused of pressuring election officials in Georgia to support his claims of voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election. The revelation comes in audio of a Saturday phone call between Mr. Trump and Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, a fellow Republican, obtained by the Washington Post in Mr. Trump's latest effort to push unfounded claims of voter fraud. In the hour-long phone call, Mr. Trump is heard asking Mr. Raffensperger to overturn Joe Biden's victory there in the election the president refuses to concede.
The people of Georgia are angry. The people of the country are angry. And there's nothing wrong with saying that, you know, that you've recalculated.
Well, Mr. President, the challenge that you have is the data you have is wrong.
You should want to have an accurate election. And you're a Republican.
We believe that we do have an accurate election.
No, I know you don't.
The White House declined to comment. The death toll in an attack on villages in Niger's Restif border regions has risen to more than 100, with no group taking responsibility for the attack in the Tillaberi province. Gunmen are believed to have ridden into the province from neighbouring Mali on motorcycles and opened fire on the local villages. The region close to the borders of Mali and Burkina Faso is home to armed groups who have pledged allegiance to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State. To sport now, in the A-League, Central Coast Mariners coach Alan Stajic says hard work is behind the team's place at the top of the ladder after a 2-0 win against Macarthur FC. It's the first time in 7 years the Mariners have claimed successive wins. Coach Stajic says the club has overcome plenty of hurdles to reach the top of the ladder.
So much hard work's gone on behind the scenes from in the playing group. The football staff is such a small club with limited resources, and to be able to come up against a heavyweight like the Bulls, you know, even though they're new, they're such a heavyweight in the amount of resources they've had thrown at them, and for us to be able to fight and scrap and show the resilience we did, it just shows what a football group can do.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth sunny, 35, Adelaide cloudy and 24, Melbourne a shower or 2 and 21, Hobart much the same, 22 degrees, Canberra showers with a possible storm and 26, Wollongong a shower or 2 with possible storms, 26 again, Sydney similar conditions, 29, Newcastle showers with a possible storm, 29, Brisbane partly cloudy, 30, Cairns showers with possible heavy falls, 30 degrees, and Darwin possible shower or storm, 34. I'm Sarah Shalala, and this is SBS News.